For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Late last night, Missouri's execution drug supplier agreed to not sell the drug for the state's upcoming execution. But as Chris McDaniel reports, the state still plans to proceed.
Speaking to reporters today, Governor Jay Nixon said the state would still be able to carry out this month's execution, but he declined to elaborate how. Missouri has a couple of options. One, they could try to find another willing compounding pharmacy to supply pentobarbital. Or two, they could use midazolam, their backup drug. Midazolam was the drug Ohio used in their abnormally long execution. The death row inmate's lawyers are arguing that either of those changes this close to the execution date would deprive him of due process of law. The execution is scheduled for February 26th. I'm Chris McDaniel.
It's currently illegal in the state of Missouri to sell cars, trucks, and motorcycles on Sundays, but an effort in the legislature would lift that ban for motorcycles. A House committee heard testimony today from Rick Wirth, one of the main backers of the legislation. As a Harley-Davidson dealer in the Kansas City area, he says it's hard for him to compete when a dealer right across state lines can sell motorcycles on Sundays. Missouri House member Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit describes his legislation as an economic development tool. Some committee members questioned whether it would lead to an increase in motorcycle sales statewide or just change the times when people buy them. Missouri senators have given first-round approval to legislation that would give more funding to the state's four-year institutions in exchange for good performance. Under the measure endorsed today, public universities would establish performance criteria, including graduation and retention rates, as well as job placement statistics. These criteria would determine how much money the institutions get during the years the state can afford to increase college funding. Missouri is currently using a similar formula to fund the universities, but the measure would put the change into law. The bill needs another vote before moving to the House. By a 5-2 vote, the Columbia City Council voted not to show early support for a tax increment financing district that City Manager Mike Mathis had been promoting. The TIF would have paid for infrastructure projects in the downtown area, but the council's opposition makes it difficult for the plan to move forward. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
Councilmember Ian Thomas and Carl Scala both say they had concerns about the TIF before last night's meeting. Thomas says he felt that there was not enough opportunities for public input or discussion. Instead, the city council is looking for other funding options. Scala says he likes the idea of an impact fee and a user-based fee as other sources of revenue.
One is an impact fee that's based probably, and it's in conjunction with a user-based fee, so that what we're probably talking about is a private contribution to the infrastructure that directly affects the impact of the development in question, and based not only on the size of the development, but the impact, the use.
Thomas says it's important for local leaders to include the public and to not rush to a decision. He says the investments are not going to go away just because the developers have to wait a little bit longer. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Ameren announced today that Chief Executive Officer Thomas Voss will retire on July 1st. He's been president and CEO of the St. Louis-based utility company since 2009 and chairman since 2010. Warner Baxter, a longtime company executive, will become CEO in the spring and has also been elected to the board of directors. Baxter was executive vice president and chief financial officer of Ameren from 2003 to 2009. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.